It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're continuing the study in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 38. We're going to begin reading with the 9th verse today. And so please that you would open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 38, verse 9, and we'll continue on to the end of the chapter. So it's going to be quite a bit of reading this morning, but please that you would enjoy it. I hope that you have the opportunity to follow along with me. As you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. What we have there is these radio Bible studies, and there are almost 100 between the messages, presently anyway, between the messages and the Bible studies, the Sunday messages. So please that you would visit there, listen to the studies. We have our Constitution there. The plan of salvation is presented very clearly in an audio form and also written. Please that you would just enjoy it. It's there for your growth. It's there to you for you to find Jesus Christ as your Savior, and as well to begin to grow and to learn. So I hope that it does just that for you, and we'll praise and honor our Lord for it. Once again, Exodus chapter 38, and we're going to begin reading with verse 9. And he made the court on the south side southward. The hangings of the court were fine twined linen and 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20, their brazen sockets 20, their hooks of the pillars of their fillets were of silver. And for the north side of the hangings were 100 cubits, their cubits were 20, and their sockets of brass 20, and the hooks and the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the west side were the hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10, their hooks of the pillars and of their fillets of silver. For the east side eastward 50 cubits, hangings of the one side of the gate were 50 cubits, 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the other side of the court gate, on this hand and that hand were the hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. All the hangings of the court round about were of fine twined linen, and the sockets of the pillars were of brass, and the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver, and of overlaying of their capiters of silver, and all the pillars of the court were filleted with silver. The hanging of the gate of the court was needlework of blue and purple, scarlet and fine twined linen. 20 cubits was the length, and the height and the breadth was 5 cubits. Answerable to the hangings of the court. And their pillars were 4, and their sockets of brass 4, and their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capiters of the fillets of silver. All the pins of the tabernacle and of the court round about were of brass. This is the sum of the tabernacle, even of the tabernacle of testimony, as it were counted according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. And Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him, Aholab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a cunning workman, an embroider in blue and in purple and in scarlet and fine linen. All the gold that were occupied for the work in all the work of the holy place, even the gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation were 100 talents and 1,703 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. A becca for a man, that is a half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary, for every one that went to be numbered, for 20 years old and upward, for 103,550 men. And 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary, and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets of 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And for and of the of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid their capiters and filleted them. And the brass of the offering was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the sockets to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the brazen altar, and the brazen grate for it, and all the vessels of the altar, and the sockets of the court round about, and the sockets of the court gate, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins of the court round about. Let's begin with prayer now that we've read the end of this chapter. Father, we thank you and just praise you today that we can come and enjoy this time. And so often I think folks, Father, they read this and they just look at it and they do not realize the tremendous picture that's here. And so please help all that are listening today to see it. It's such a blessing. It's so exciting to see your power and your strength and how that from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, your precious book is has that twine, that line, that bloodline, that scarlet line all the way through. Your love is so present through this book from cover to cover, and it shows so clearly here in this area of the tabernacle. And so help us today to see that. I just ask, dear Lord, that everyone that's listening knows you as their Savior. I'm positive, Lord, that not all do. And so please today that those do not know you as their Savior, that they will come today. Trust in you today, please. And dear Lord, those that are saved, that they'll begin to grow and grow faster and just enjoy your presence and enjoy your power and enjoy your strength. Please today, Lord, show us your way and show us your will. We want the Spirit, we want him to be here to direct us, to guide us, to show us more about your Son, the Lord Jesus. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This courtyard, we've looked in what we have read here is the courtyard, the gate of the courtyard, and then the summary of the materials that were used, the number that was counted, and those things. And so we have a lot to look at today. Glad that you have joined us. We do have a courtyard here that is 150 feet long and 75 foot wide. And so as we look at this, there is a gate to the east. On the east end is where the gate is, and so you'll notice the opening is different, and then we have the hangings of the gate that goes across the top. In other words, it's not just open. There's something that you pass under when you come into this courtyard, and again, from the east heading westward. And so we have so much to look at here, and I don't want you to miss any of it. As we look at these scripture verses here, we find the size, and we've just looked at that. It's 100 cubits by 50 cubits. We're told that there are 20 pillars and 20 sockets, and it comes all the way around. And when it finishes, we know that the sockets here are made of brass. Now, the sockets in the tabernacle that are the foundation of the building, this tent, They're silver. And so you see, once again, there is judgment everywhere. The only place that we can find forgiveness, find love, find the ability so we can love and care for others and serve our God and praise our God, there's only one place, and that's the cross of Calvary. And, of course, that's the brazen altar out front. Not out front of the courtyard, out front of the tabernacle. So this courtyard, you see, the foundation of it is brass, is judgment. And we've talked about that many times. Now let's look at some of the materials here that are used to build this fence, if you would call it such. It's kind of a veil around the courtyard. It is something that could not be penetrated. Something you could just lift up and go through, but judgment would come if you would. And so God, this is God's house. This is God's place. This is God's point of meeting, where he would come and meet with man, and he would do that. The representatives was the tribe of Levi. They would come, and they are the representative for the people. And of course, Aaron as the first high priest that would come and serve. And so as we begin, we have read the 9th through the 17th verse last time we were together. But as we take a look at this, it says, and he made the court on the south side. The hangings of the court were fine twined linen. Now, we find fine twined linen, 100 cubits, and so that gives us the length of that. And you think of the fine twined linen. Now, this is a white, a beautiful linen. This linen, this white cloth, stands for to be perfect, sinless. The wonderful work that Christ has done for us. And so when they look from the outside in and see this linen, they once again, you see Christ, you see his perfection. But then we come to the 10th verse, and it says, the brazen sockets and the hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. Now, we have these brazen sockets, what sits in the ground. We have the poles, and we have the hooks and the fillets. Now, we're not sure, again, because if we would have it so specifically, you know, that we could see it, if we had pictures or the exact description of how everything was made, you know what we'd do? We'd make it. And we're not supposed to do that. This is for them, not for us. But it is a gorgeous, beautiful picture, and I want you to see it. And so, first of all, here we have this white linen, and it's 7.5 feet tall. So imagine that, 7.5 feet tall. So when you're out of distance, you could certainly look over the top of it. If you were right up against it, you couldn't. But so we have this white linen, and we've already talked about what it stands for. Now we have these brazen sockets for the pillars. We have the sockets and the pillars. And as this is made of brass, the poles, the pillars are acacia wood overlaid with brass. And this is different because, you see, in the tabernacle, it is acacia wood overlaid with gold. The world can't get past this. There is judgment. And the only way that justice can come, the only way forgiveness can come, is if you come around and come through the gate to the brazen altar. And from there, as you bring an offering, bring a sacrifice, and that sacrifice and that offering has already come, and that's our Savior, the Lord Jesus. You just need to trust in him. Accept the free gift of salvation that he offers to you. So please trust in him today. But we're back to the outside. And here's this brass judgment. Even though we have the perfection, the white, which always, you know, stands for purity. Well, God demands perfection. And without perfection, justice comes and judgment is there. And so you see, we have with the brazen sockets that are sitting in the ground holding this fence up. Here is perfect judgment demanded. And in order to go through that fence any other way, that is the only way that you could come, is if you were perfect. And my friend, nobody's perfect. And if you try to convince yourself, well, I'm not too bad, number one, that's a lie. But even if you are not too bad, that's not good enough. Perfect is perfect. There's no little scrimping here and giving there. Perfect is perfect. That's just the way it is. And so please don't, you can't change it. But I want you to see something else that is here. Because also we have the hooks and the fillets of silver. Oh, once again, silver, of course, stands for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at this, at these fillets and these hooks, a fillet is something that binds. And so it binds the curtain together. It binds the curtain to the socket, to the pillar with the hooks. It's all a combination here. And the hook and the fillet, the hook and that binds is of silver. So you see, my friend, judgment comes, justice is served. But here, what holds this up? What holds this up? It is the blood of Jesus Christ. Inside the tabernacle, the sockets of silver is the foundation. But outside here is this silver fillet. And the Hebrew definition, and I love this. You know, we're talking about a fillet is something that it's something that adorns and something that binds. But it means clearly to join, to love, to delight in. And so as you look at this fillet, and this fillet binds together this veil that surrounds the courtyard. It binds together to this pole. It's all together, my friend. And that's the blood of Christ. And if it's not for the precious blood of Christ, we have nothing. If it's not for that precious, precious blood, it all comes. And so many today have ignored it and have rejected it. And so if you can see this beautiful picture, how that this fillet, this binder, it brings it all together. Judgment's going to come, and my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to be the judge. He is the judge. When He comes again the second time to place His feet upon this earth, He is going to speak, and all enemies of God will be destroyed. All enemies. He is the judge. Now, right now, He is our mediator. He's at the right hand of the Father. He will serve as judge. He has served as creator. He has served as Savior. Now He sits in the position as mediator, and He will come as judge. What a day that's going to be. As you look at all of the hangings around, whether it be the west side, the north and the south side, or the east side, all are adorned in this same manner. When you look at that fence, there's the brass, there's the white, there is the silver. It's all there. It's all there. So even if you're standing at the outside of this fence, it gives a testimony of who God is and what He demands and what's going to pay the price. And that's His precious, precious blood. So this section here, as we have read it now for a second time, each one is the same. Now I want to go down to the 18th verse, and we're going to look at the gate a little bit. We have colors that we have discussed before because it's the ceiling inside the tabernacle. It is also similar with the veil between the holy place and the Holy of Holies. We have the hanging of the gate in the courtyard was needlework of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, 20 cubits in length, and the height was 5 cubits. And so, once again, we have the blue and the purple and the scarlet and the fine twined linen. Now, we know that the blue, God is the, Jesus is the Son of God. The blue, the gorgeous skies of heaven, and that is our eternal home, is in heaven. And our Creator came from there to save us. What a picture. And we know that the Gospel of John speaks of this role that our God serves and has been in. We have next the purple. The purple is, of course, Christ is King. King of kings. He's King of Israel. He's King of kings. He's King of the world. Oh, my friend. What a day to know the King of Kings. Next is the scarlet. And of course, that speaks of our Savior and His suffering. The Lord Jesus Christ as He suffers. And then we're back to the fine twined linen. His sinless perfection. He is complete man and complete God. And when we look at all this, we see the presence of God. We see our Savior. We see Him as King. We see the roles that He has served in to create the world, to buy us, to pay the precious price that we needed to, and it was an awful price. It was the ultimate price. No one could give more. And so when we stand outside at the gate, this is what we see. We see this. Around the outside, we have judgment. We have our God, the Lord Jesus, circling all the way around the outside. But the only way that you can come in is if you come in to the altar. And what a beautiful presentation is given as you walk under this hanging. Through the gate, there's only one way, and that is through the gate. You must come by faith to Jesus Christ. You must come to the cross of Calvary. That is the very first place. But what you've been presented today, and been presented many times before, you have been presented the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you walk underneath these hangings of the gate, you are seeing Jesus, and you're walking towards Him as He died on the cross of Calvary for you, taking all your sins away. You see, when you come through, we have no longer do we have no longer do we have to face these brass poles. This is a beautiful hanging. And we know that this hanging is hung also with the silver, my friend. It all comes together. And we're coming through the gate to this brass altar because the brass altar is the first place. It's the place where we have to come to meet our God. And we meet Him as Savior, as man and God, as Jesus came down here upon the earth fulfilled the law for us, that we could have victory. And so when he died on that cross, when you come by faith to him, you die on that cross with him. Because death is the only way that it's going to come to give us victory. And Jesus has completed that for us. We do not have to die in our sin. We can die victors through our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful day it is. And we have also the pins of the tabernacle of the court round about were in brass. So you get a picture of this courtyard. And again, it's 75 feet across. It's 150 feet long. And now we have this door, this gate, this opening. And it's, of course, it needs to be pinned in order to hold it up. It's not just going to stand, because we have winds and we have storms. And you see, our God stands through all the storms. But when you look at what's pinned in the ground, is brass. See, it's all on the outside. It's all brass. It's all judgment. You come inside, it's silver and gold. On the outside, it's brass. And yet, look at no matter where that you come, no matter what direction you're coming to, you're going to see Jesus. And in God's creation, you see there is no one that has an excuse, because God has given so much evidence that he is a God and we need a Savior. He has given that in our heart when we're born in sin, yet we still have it. We have that need, and we need to find and fill that need with our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so no matter where you would come, you'll see this glory of God. But there's only one way. You got to come around to the gate, and you got to come through that gate and come to the altar. And that's the steps that you must take, and you must take that today. And that altar, of course, is the cross of Calvary. What a beautiful picture. And again, all that could see from a distance the beauty of this, the outer court fence, the outer court veil, as you look at that, it still only means judgment. But it does bring you the beauty of it, that it brings you around to the gate, and this gorgeous embroidered gate with these beautiful colors, and you come to our Savior. You see, the first thing that happens is judgment on our sin. Justice has to take place. And so we must come to the altar. But in the process of coming, my friend, the Holy Spirit will show you who Jesus is, and how wonderful he is, and how beautiful he is, and how great and powerful he is. And we need to bow down and serve him and praise him and honor him. What a beautiful day to learn the Word of God and learn what we need to do. And of course we know once we've come to the cross, then our life begins, because then we get to go into the tabernacle, into the holy place, and then on into the Holy of Holies before our God. It's the only way to know the Father is to know the Son. Meet him at the altar. You must. And we find then the sum here in verse 21. This is the sum of the tabernacle, even the tabernacle, the testimony, as it was counted according to the commandment of Moses for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. Now, we are out of time, and so we're going to look at this here, at the totals. We'll look at how the silver was given, how all the things were given, and who the builders were. We'll take a look at those things. It's so great to look to the Word of God, and it's so wonderful to know Jesus, and it's so wonderful to walk with him each and every day. Oh, my dear friend, don't miss Jesus. Don't tie yourself up in some religion and miss Jesus. Come to this brazen altar today asking him to forgive you, and he will. And it'll be a wonderful day, a great day. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?